only trouble is there's only one computer set up for jobs. And that costs $1,500, I don't understand why, though. Costs $1,500 for jobs with that one computer.
They got built that cost that much.
Well, it seems like we really have generated a lot of ideas. I'm sorry, Dorothy, you had asked for the...
Yeah, I was gonna ask Jonathan, maybe I'm wrong, but I was under the understanding that, is it Kelly is your technology specialist?
No, actually in Omaha, we only have one technology staff person, that's myself.
And what is her role then?
She is an orientation counselor now. She was actually hired to fill an orientation counselor position.
Oh, okay.
Promoted to that position.
Oh, okay.
She originally was one of our support staff, and she did take on quite a bit of the initial training and things in the area of technology, and really excelled in that, and her position was actually upgraded to, what do we call it?
Rehab tech.
Okay, rehab tech, which was kind of a combination support staff and technology teacher, so...
Okay.
Kelly has some knowledge of technology. I mean, yeah, I'm not the smartest person in the world, but anybody who can sit down and show me how to update a webpage like she did deserves a pay raise. And put that in the minutes, Michelle.
Jay, there's an idea. We could, I know we don't specialize as orientation counselors at the commission because we want everybody who's teaching out there in the field to be able to teach all kinds of different things. But if we did allow orientation counselors to specialize just a little bit, you know, we could take somebody like Kelly who is just really good at computers and, you know, maybe even turn some of her clients over to somebody like me who isn't real good at computers, and I could take them out and do the other blind stuff, you know, while she did more technology.
Yeah.
She's just so good at it, you know, and she's really, out of the three of us, you know, I think my other colleagues would probably agree with me, she's the best of us when it comes to anything technical, you know.
Any other questions or anything?
Well, I'm sure there probably are. I'm afraid I'm gonna unfortunately cut them off because we're running late into the day and there are still a few other items we need to deal with. You know, we certainly appreciate your coming and giving us a sense of what you do, what you think ought to be done, and where we can go from here, because we are always looking to the future. And so that's very helpful. You know, what you've provided has been really helpful to us in what we're supposed to do in the way of trying to figure out how to make the best use of resources and how to set policies and that kind of thing, which is what we're supposed to be about. So thank you again for coming.
That's right.
You're welcome to stick around or leave, whichever you choose to.
I would enjoy sticking around, but I also, the meeting I was attending this morning was a workshop being presented by my cousin from Springfield, Ohio, and he leaves at 6 o'clock, and I'd actually like the opportunity to go try and catch him real quick before he goes. So, and unless somebody's got a particular reason why they'd like me to stay, I think I would go ahead and excuse myself.
Okay.
So,
thank you again for coming.
All right.
Sure. Thank you.
Okay. Let's see. We have a few more items on the agenda to cover, and you know, we can try to do that as quickly as possible. Let's see. We left off where we were going to go to the item about from the virtual suggestion box, and we did have, you know, between the last meeting and now, we have received an explanation of how that works. You know, last time we weren't sure whether it was working or not. We had the test of it. The test worked, and we have received one suggestion, which had to do with the fact that if a person starts out at the agency now, if someone has a master's degree, that person would make more to begin with. But people who have been there for a long time, who have gotten master's degrees while working there, don't get a raise that goes along with that. Now, I know we've talked about that issue before, when it came to, was there any way to deal with raises that have to do with getting a degree? And the answer from the system was that no, that just isn't something that is done. I'm not sure if there's anything that, you know, sometimes when things are changing, when people are working toward a new way of doing things, there are things that happen. Some things get grandfathered in and some don't. But I don't know, do you have any comments on that, Pearl? Of course, my first question is, did you get the suggestion?
No, I never.
Goodness.
I didn't, and
so no wonder you're, you know, I can tell by what you were saying.
Yeah. A while back, I don't know, but the time flows together for me, so I don't know if it was 3 months or 6 months, but it seems to me like a very long time ago when we were first kind of, maybe it was even from the first kind of survey that you sent to all the
staff.
Think
it was, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's been a while. That was one of the things raised, and I provided you with the background that that was something we really looked into, and I mean, I can't spout out to you the details, but it wasn't just somebody said no, so we said, oh, heck. I mean, we
right.
looked into how could we and whether should we and so on, and so, I mean, a part of that whole thing was the raising of all the positions to be at a level of the professionalism we expect from our staff, and that we had done that. It was a huge effort. We were successful. And the other piece of it that doesn't really have to do with what the personnel system allows, but that I think is relevant, and that is because the federal RSA, the Rehab Act, requires that we bring our staff up to certain levels of graduate experience or whatever, we put really a lot of support, both financial, actual money for tuition and books and such, as well as time, staff time that we allow people to use to attend classes and so on. And that's of value to the person. And in their own job as a person, and in their own job and for their career, looking for more money elsewhere if they want to down the road. So I guess I feel like that's a real benefit that the individual employee receives from the agency, that most agencies don't come anywhere near the kind of support we provide. And so I think that is relevant, and I think it should be seen as something that they should acknowledge, you know, has been provided to them and, you know, is a benefit that, so they have benefited. It's not like they worked in sweat from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. every night and then, you know, don't get anything from the agency for it.
Yeah, because there is a lot of, you know, there's a lot to be said for the costs that is. And,
right.
and so I think, you know, that is, you know, to me that's, I think that what is being done is what can be at this point. And I think it was back in August of last year that we talked about that issue, if I'm not mistaken, and you had sent an item about that which said
right.
those very things.
Yes.
And I'm wondering if that item maybe could be sent to all staff or something so that people would be reminded that that is what's happening.
I mean, sure, it could be. I guess I have a question. Are you saying that this somebody more recently has again you've
yeah.
Yes. Yes, it was the I think it was
okay.
Was the
since the beginning of the year was
a couple months ago. Mm-hmm.
Well,
you know, a lot
it
of
was
times
January 5th. And so it was recent, and, you know, again, we have, you know, the beauty of the virtual thing is that we don't know who did it. But the bummer is that we can't respond directly to whoever it was.
I'd be glad to send that to everybody again and get that out there.
Yeah, I think, I mean, that to me seems like the best thing that we can do by way of response.
And I would also really like to request that when you do get a suggestion, that you also share it with me before a meeting.
And no kidding. I, you know, I thought, you know, when I looked at this, you know, I was looking at it and I thought, you know, I don't see that I did that.
Okay.
And that's why, I had asked you. I thought, you know, I didn't do that.
Okay.
But it isn't because I didn't intend to.
Gotcha.
It's just.
This is Dorothy. I got a question, Pearl.
Sure.
Now, we have services suggested or required that we upgrade our staff to a master's degree. And then what do we do with people who don't even have a bachelor's degree? They were kind of grandfathered in.
Okay. The part of the state plan that's called CSPD, Comprehensive System of Personnel Development, addresses that issue. And let's see, the short answer version of we're required to, you know, to hire at the level that's the standard of the state. I'm trying to focus in on the part of your question. We do have people who one or two, actually all the feds care about, to be honest, is the people who are the rehabilitation counselors and who write the IPEs. Mm-hmm. But of course in our state, the supervisors also are voc rehab counselors. So yes, there's an individual who has just the bachelor's degree and actually
no,
there's...
No, I'm talking about people who don't even have
right,
a bachelor's
yes, thank
degree.
You, I misspoke. Yeah. There's one who doesn't. That's in a counseling role. And then there are some other counselors who have the bachelor's degree and nothing beyond that, okay? We have helped a couple of people to get their bachelor's degree in the last couple of years. We also, the way this requirement in the law is written, and the way, I mean, our state plan has been accepted that allows us, they don't really have a term grandfathering in, but rather we need to be, in general, of all of our staff, working to upgrade the level mm-hmm. of everybody. Now, does that mean that individual person who doesn't have the bachelor's degree either needs to get it or be fired? I think that the NAEP AFSCME contract would have something to say about that. Mm-hmm. And
well,
so,
I just think they should be encouraged, not necessarily.
Yes, and we have encouraged all staff to look at, and we've looked at online opportunities and so on. But there are some people that have been here for 20 years, and you know they're not going to be getting a degree, and yet they're a very valuable person
sure.
in our team. So it is a bit of a challenge of what is the best way to do that, and I guess my approach has been to try to help people understand what they would gain from graduate school, because I certainly know, you know, what it's like to work full time and continually go year after year to college.
But all new hires have a bachelor's.
New hires, when possible, we hire with the master's degree level.
Are you on a bachelor's?
Yeah. We, for example, in Omaha, we have a lot of difficulty keeping staff, and the apartment resource position is another one that it's a very special job. It's very different from, you know, many other jobs. It requires a lot of real kind of different qualifications and mm-hmm. capabilities, and so we've had some difficulty with turnover there. So So in some cases, whether it's the specific job or whether it's the location, we have ended up hiring someone with less than the bachelor's degree. So, but we always, in the cases where we have done it, it has been because we have very clear evidence that this is the best person for the job, and we don't really have other good options, and so on.
But that person will go and get a bachelor's degree.
Yes.
Well, just to clarify, the Park Resource person has a social work degree. I mean, Corey, so she do.
The new one, yes.
Yeah, the new one has a bachelor's.
But there was a point where we hired someone who didn't yet, and so.
No.
But we had some turnover.
All of them had the bachelor's.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean.
I thought somebody didn't quite have it yet.
No, no, they were actually, the previous person was going to hold their master's degree.
Okay.
Then we hired. So, yeah, all of them at the center have, it is a bachelor's degree.
Okay.
Deem, if they didn't, would you encourage hiring with the stipulation that they get the bachelor's degree, or? I guess that's my point. I don't know anything about new staff or anything like that.
Well, I guess what Pearl is saying is very correct. You know, our goal is to get the best qualified person mm-hmm. for the job. And best qualified person sometimes doesn't mean that they have a master's degree. And I think that we do incredible amount of training within our agency and encourage people to get their degrees. And I do believe degree is an important thing. I mean, I think makes a person overall better in their job. But sometimes, such as an apartment resource person with a master's degree, you know, it is hard to keep a person when they're working 11-hour days at night and on the weekend. They can get the same amount of money from another place working 8 to 5.
Right.
So it is hard to keep people.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is there anything else on that issue?
Are you going to bring up that other suggestion that I sent?
If you ever see any item on the agenda that you're thinking, where did that come from or whatever, let me know, and I'll, you know, because maybe I goofed and didn't get the information.
Well, actually, I thought that one was going to be the one that I had sent to you that I had a comment from. They didn't go online to the computer, but they wanted to have me bring the suggestion to you all. So that's what I thought this item would be.
Okay.
And I sent that to you not too long ago.
Yeah, we did get a suggestion that didn't go through that. Now, I'm assuming that the person who brought that suggestion to you evidently is a staff person if they were going to have access to the. Okay, then I'm confused because I thought that the virtual suggestion box was only for staff people.
You're right. Mm-hmm. You're right. But and I was so it was a suggestion, and that's what I was thinking about when I saw the agenda item.
Oh, okay.
So I apologize.
Okay. I think we're all getting clarified on what we're doing here.
That's one long day.
Okay, well, the suggestion that was sent around, and, you know, Dorothy, you said you had some computer things, and I'm not sure if you got this one before your computer went.
This person sent the anonymous thing about master's degree people should get.
No.
No, this is another.
No, this is a different thing. This is one that didn't go through the virtual thing. It was one that came to Pearl. Someone thinking that people on the commission board should be required to go to conventions of organizations to which they don't belong. Mm. And the
state conventions?
I think so.
I have the actual. So is that one that you. That
I didn't.
Missed
that.
You? Okay, well, I'll. I can find that one.
Are you willing to do that?
It's. A consumer sent a suggestion to me, which I will share with you now. I did tell the person about the suggestion box on our website, but they prefer that I bring this idea to you. It is that board members be required to attend state conventions of the consumer group to which they do not belong. The purpose being that they and all commission employees are supposed to know what all the blind of Nebraska are saying. We could provide in-service training funds to support board members' attendance for this training opportunity. I will bring this item up during my report at the meeting. And, you know, Pearl did send that to us from whoever that person was.
I'm okay with that. Because we represent all blind Nebraskans, not just one group.
Board being required, who would require that?
Yeah. Actually, Bill, that was the main comment that I made to the person is, you know, it might be a great suggestion and something that we could make sure people have the information, but as to require, the only, you know, really person that could require you all to do something, I think, would be the governor.
The governor, yeah.
And so yes, it would kind of get into.
Yeah, that's one of my thoughts about it is the thing about being required. The other one is that I think that, I really hope that, and I'm glad that you encouraged the person to suggest things to us directly. You know, if it wasn't a staff person, I don't think that the suggestion box is.
No, you're right.
For them.
But they would go online to the, you know, send a message to
sure,
the board.
Sure, sure. And, you know, and I think that, you know, I'm glad that you encourage people to do that, because I think the more of that direct contact with us that we have, the better off everybody is. And also, it isn't really your job to field people's suggestions. I think when we're talking about people, you know, being overworked in one thing or another, that, you know, people need to do their job as far as, you know, coming to us directly or whatever. The other thing about it to me is that I don't think that the commission's job is to send us as commissioners to organizations of the blind for whatever purpose. I think if an organization of the blind wants us to come to interact with it, that organization ought to invite us, and if they want to have us feel more inclined to do it, then, you know, perhaps to help us, you know, to get there financially or whatever the deal might be. But I don't really see the commission for the blind's role to be facilitating people going to various organizations. Also, those of us who are appointed to the commission board, if we are appointed as a designee of an organization, for instance, like I am, you know, I certainly am interested in interacting with all blind people, whatever they are, whether they're affiliated with one organization or another or no organization whatsoever. And I think that any of us who submit our resumes and so forth to get appointed to this board are going to be scrutinized by the people who appoint to try to, at least as best they can, see that they find people who are willing to do that and available to do that. But if what the suggester is wanting to suggest is that we, by virtue of having made a decision about which organization, if any, we choose to belong to, that it's because we don't know about another one, you know, that's a presumption that isn't really necessarily based on anything except guess. And, you know, and it wouldn't be a matter of, you know, if we were to go to a convention of an organization we didn't belong to, that we would, I mean, what would the purpose of that be? If someone wants us to come to talk about what the board does so that members of that organization can get to know commissioners, then I think it's that organization's business to to invite us to come.
Invite instead.
Or even to try to compel us to come in some way that would cause us to be there. But to require us to is another thing.
Human nature is people like to be invited instead of forced.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and well, my thinking on it is, I agree with everything you said, and the fact of the matter is that we have an open public forum here every time that we meet, four times a year, and we try to meet in different parts of the state. And I think if there is some concern that we're not hearing a particular blind group, or if we're not hearing suggestions that we need to be hearing, that, you know, we need to be contacted, whether it's on the website or whether, personally, I like the idea of, you know, interacting, because you get a better idea of where they are coming from or what their ideas are if they attend the meetings and can talk to you, so you can interact, so we can understand what they're saying and possibly answer any questions that they have about what we're doing or why we're doing it. You know, we're getting a fair turnout at most places we go since I've been involved, but I'd like to see a room of 50 people or more, maybe, you know, 100 people, because there are that many people that could attend, but it doesn't seem like to me that, you know, that they're coming, and maybe eventually that will happen if they get more involved and stuff, but I'd like to see it the other way around. But Barb's right, if they need us to come to talk to them, which is not a bad idea, they should invite us.
Yeah, and again, since it's an anonymous deal, you know, the best we can do is say, this is what we're thinking, and, you know, if whoever you are out there, you know, gets the tape or whatever, and you want to interact with us further about it, or at least maybe for the first time, we'd be glad to do that, and we're certainly willing to. But as far as, you know, using the money from the commission to have us go somewhere, I don't think that that's probably a...
Madam Chairman, this is Jo Janine again.
Yes?
If the commission pays your way to go to one, like one organization, then I think they should pay your way to go to another one.
Well, I just don't think, as a commissioner, I don't think any of us has had the commission pay our way to any organization meeting, and I think that feels real inappropriate to me.
That would be a mistake.
Just right off the top.
Just to clarify, Joe, the commission funds do not pay for any of the board members to attend
any convention.
No,
it doesn't.
They do the students sometimes, right?
They do some clients where there's...
Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right.
They do. We do. But not the board.
No.
Thank you. I misunderstood.
Uh-huh. Sure.
Okay. Thank you.
That's why we, you know, we need questions and interaction, because sometimes there are misunderstandings.
Sure.
Yes.
Barb, Jimmy, or I, very uh-huh. quickly, I won't reveal the source. That suggestion came to me, to my own personal email account, not through the webmaster email off the webpage. It came to me from an individual, just in my own personal email account, and I will communicate the response that was discussed here to that individual.
Well, I hope you'll also encourage the person to communicate directly with us, because no matter how good secondhand information is, it's never quite the same as direct communication.
No, that's fine. So, I will do that, just so you know, he is out of state, so
yeah,
that'd be
good, you know, to
and we're not known to bite people's heads
nope.
off. Right? We've got to be very
quiet. This one would bite right back.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Trust me, he would bite right back. He's an average public.
Okay.
So what's interesting is, this isn't small letters, nothing capital, but what you guys have said just seems so counter to everything else kind of that, well, I know you guys believe. It's kind of like we want all blind folks to know that we exist, the commission, that we have services for them, and we certainly want groups to, and we would like to have the support. So it's kind of like, I can't see that we would just want to sit around passively and wait for them to come to us.
But
we would make some effort to go meet with them, right?
Well, and I think that we do. You know, when we're invited to go and meet with people, we have gone.
Well,
you know,
when you're invited, but you can't, what if they don't
and
invite?
Well, then it's our choice, just like it is any other individual's choice, to go to a specific thing. You know, the fact that we don't...
Well, I think our service is bigger and stronger and broader than that. I think we got to pursue that.
But the fact that we don't go to a specific, you know, group meeting doesn't mean that we're not meeting with people or interacting or getting information or feedback or that kind of thing.
Well, at least I know that two consumers organizations in Nebraska are not passive. We have for sure two representatives here, you know, in the law, so I don't think that will be a problem, Robert. In Nebraska, consumers are, both organizations are very active. And
well, that's,
it depends on
and I believe...
It's a blind advance of nobody goes to business.
At least one consumer organization, I believe we invited all the commission members to our meeting one time.
I don't think it's a matter of if we don't, you know, we're not saying that we're unwilling to do things and all of that, and we're not even saying that we don't reach out to find out information and that kind of thing. But I think that that what we are saying is that it isn't a good use of commission resources. To pay the way of commission board members to the consumer group to which a commission board member doesn't belong. And you know, when we start talking about consumer groups, exactly what does that mean? I mean, some people can think, well, there are two major ones. Well, there are some other ones also that could be considering themselves major, whether somebody else in the state does or not. And if you start doing that, then what does that entail? And I just think that it isn't the best use of anybody's resources or time. And I don't think it means that we're non-responsive,
Madam Chairman,
if we don't do that.
Madam Chairman, this is Nancy. I think that if we, you know, just the fact that we went to this, you know, other consumers group wouldn't mean that we would, maybe we'd interact with a couple of people, but you know, if we are invited to come there to speak, then we're addressing the whole group as a whole and getting across to more people. I don't just think just the fact that we attend their convention would be of real great help, because as a commissioner out in my own area, I interact with people and get ideas from what they think we're doing, and I can explain to them what we actually are doing. You know, you interact all the time in your own neck of the woods, so to speak. So,
If there isn't anything else particularly on this subject, we really, you know, there are a few more things we need to do, and we're, you know, the day is getting long. So, board members don't have anything else on this subject. We're going to move on. I believe we already talked about LB 1155. I don't think there's anything else on that. The oath of office, I put on the agenda partly to remind us that, you know, we did get that. We're supposed to turn it in if you haven't. It was a new one to me. I guess it's been around a while.
It's been legal all these years.
Well, in the letter that was sent to all the agencies, they even, and I forget who exactly sent it, but the person sending it kind of said, this is something that has been on the books, but to be honest, we haven't implemented it.
Yeah. You know?
And so it isn't us, the commission blew something, it's the,
right, I didn't mean the
state
to imply
and
that.
Not, you know, they haven't sent it out to people to sign. So I think when our state treasurer, it had something to do with the change in our state treasurer and realizing somebody somewhere realizing, gee, we really ought to have people who are officers of the state to have an oath of office. So I do now have the signed oaths from Bill and Nancy and Barbara and Dorothy. Now, Bob, did you receive it in the mail? You know what we're talking about?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, and it. I think I might have received it and just got filed away, so I'll sign it. And
okay, that'd be great.
Yeah, you need to get it notarized and
all that good stuff.
You know, a good attorney who's a notary?
All that. Notarize your own.
I don't think that's what you are.
Don't think
but
so.
Anyway,
if you find you need an extra the extra forms, let me know.
Okay, I think I received it, but okay.
You should have three original forms, and so you sign all of them and have all three notarized, and then you keep one. And if you want to send the other two to me, then we'll get it to the right. We keep one, and one goes elsewhere.
So. Okay.
Oh, I didn't keep one. I gave you.
Did
back.
You? Okay.
I gave you back all three. All
right. I sent three in, but I had a copy made before. So.
Okay, good.
And I have my copy. Yeah.
I have my copy also.
I had all three notarized too.
I did too.
It didn't necessarily have to be.
I kept wondering why I needed this. I know I used
this. Okay. Well. Then the next item is the focus topic for the next meeting. Now, we did receive an email right after our last meeting that had several things in it that we could talk about at either the next meeting or any subsequent meetings. And that one had to do with the comments that Jeff Altman sent out. There were several things that were in there, one of them being about blind role models, mentoring, function of role models in the training process. Are you guys remembering this particular?
The memo from Jeff?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. There were also some suggestions about, you know, putting time frames on things and you know, having cutoff times, and if things went, we're going to go over, you know, putting them over to the next meeting or, you know, whatever. And those of us who were here at the beginning of this whole process, we did do the time frame thing at a
good.
Meeting or two, which, and I liked it,
I
but then
too.
Then, you know, we didn't get a majority to continue doing that, so we haven't done it since then. You know, we could go for it again if people want to do that. And it would.
Well, Connie Daly made up all the times for the one. She did such a good job.
She didn't make up the times. I did that. She oh. just did. She just reminded us. That they were.
She was a timekeeper.
She was a timekeeper.
But no, that I thought that worked out very well.
I think that's a good idea, because then we'd have a better idea when the, you know, the cutoff time. I mean, you know, 10 or 15 minutes more. But.
Barbara, could you send that email to me?
Oh,
I don't remember seeing it. It's possible I did. I know there were some different ones I got from Jeff and on his, the IRI, the Research Institute thing he was part of, and orientation mobility. So I might have just glanced at it and thought it was one of those and filed it. But so if you wouldn't mind sending that to me, I'd appreciate it.
Okay, I will send you that.
Thank you.
Okay, so we do, so if we want to do that for the next meeting, that, you know, I'll be glad to do that, and then we'll see if Connie or somebody wants to.
Do we need a consensus, or just?
Seems like we have one. Is there anybody violently opposed to doing that?
No.
Let me give it a shot.
Okay, and as far as, do we want to, what do we want to have the focus topic? There were also things in there about the role of blind staff an agency for the blind, and, you know, having, you know, how people view that, and having blind people who are on staff actually, you know, being in charge of a project or that kind of thing. Now, I don't know, Jeff sent this article to us, or this, these suggestions and so forth. I don't know whether he would be the one who we would invite to do it, or if we would, if we come up with a focused topic and then, you know, try to see who, you know, with Pearl, see who best fits that.
Jane?
Yes.
Also, he mentioned in there, he's talking about sighted staff modeling blindness skills. And that, I think, was the focus of when he talks about training. And of course, training doesn't have to just be sighted staff, too. I mean, you know. But I think he was talking about sighted staff modeling blindness skills, letting clients see you doing things the blind way once in a while, even though you normally do things the sighted way. Just to basically say, hey, we believe in this, we know it works, and here's the proof.
You know, I'm wondering if I should just, if I should read this since we are considering possibly talking about or having some aspect of it be our next focus topic, or do you guys have something already figured out about what you want to have? What's your pleasure?
Well, I think those, since those are just conversation topics without really anybody designated to talk about it, I don't know if they're necessarily commission-focused topics or just good, interesting topics of conversation.
Madam Chairman,
mm-hmm.
I think earlier in the meeting today we kind of touched on the ethics standards, and I'm wondering if that's something we should deal with.
Yeah, that was another option for mm-hmm. next time.
I like that idea.
Okay, one thing we could do is we could have the ethics thing be the topic for the next meeting, and then you know, I'll send this particular document to Pearl, and maybe, you know, we can you know, at our subsequent meeting, maybe we can deal with something in it if we can determine who would best do that. If you guys think there, you know, I think there is a lot of meat in it, and I think there's stuff that would be good for us as commissioners to hear the perspective of the commission staff on. You know, another possibility would be for us to attend another staff meeting at some time, and, you know, possibly have some of those issues be discussed there, because we haven't, you know, we last February is the last time that we attended a staff meeting.
This is Pearl. We do have a staff meeting in April 6th, 7th, and 8th that will be held in Columbus. And just hearing what you were saying about his thoughts, I was thinking that that would fit really well with it as a part of discussion in the state staff meeting for us all to think about how we could be doing those things more often, and, you know, really looking at all of ourselves and what we could be doing differently to be better models every day in what we do. I think that fits really well with the state staff. So, and so also, if you all wanted to come and have some time on our agenda as well, we could certainly work that into the plan for that meeting.
Yeah. Just to clarify, Pearl, I think Jeff sent that memo as a consumer, and he wants interaction directly with commissioners, if I'm not mistaken.
Fine.
Right, so just, you know, because if it's going to be at the state staff meeting, maybe the commissioners need to be there for sure and all of that stuff. Or maybe ask Jeff if that's what he wants.
Barbara, it's Jane again.
Yes.
Actually, Jeff did call me. He called me in his capacity as second, as first vice president of NFB, and looking around for another state board member who could be here. NFB has two state board members in Omaha, but one of them was a commissioner, so I was really the only one he could turn to. And so he called me up and said, you've got to go do this for me. I have to go do whatever it was he had to go do today. And of course, I was willing. But yeah, it was definitely in his capacity as an officer of NFB that he addressed these concerns with me and asked me to be here.
This is Connie. He is addressing them to the commission board
I think it is commission business because he addressed it to the commission. But I think what I'm trying to say is that he wants answers from the commissioners.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Madam Chairman?
Yes.
If the commission board decides to do this, would it be expected to be there for the whole time or just for one day or something?
Whatever we worked out, but I wouldn't think for the whole time.
Okay.
I guess I feel like if it's official commission business,